Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If we're going to talk about individual performances, the number one takeaway is they played together in that third quarter when they needed to. They put their foot on the gas and they distanced themselves, and they did what they're supposed to do with a team like this, which is great. On the individual performances, I'm again going to look at Brown. This was so economical and efficient in what he was doing. And again, another game where I just felt like he was doing the right thing. He didn't settle for weird stuff. I can't remember who he did, backing his way into the post and just spinning around guys for dunks who were just like, they're like, I can't guard this guy here. You know, whoever it was like, this is impossible. I can't do this. And stuff like that is just great, because it's just imposing your physical will on an opponent in a different way than Jaylen's done it in the past, which is usually, let me just fly through, get into the lane, and whatever's waiting for me there, I'll deal with it when I get there. This was I'm going to just back a guy down, ISO this, get my way all the way in, and then I'm just going to work. It is so hard to stop that when he does that. And it's controlled and it's patient. And he did it multiple times tonight, either resulted in spinning around and getting a dunk or a layup, or being able to get one of those turnarounds from the post, which for him is just a money shot.
Yeah, and I thought was really good in Friday's game as well. I came out of it pretty conflicted because of the 7 turnovers, because of some of the miscues there. But when you consider Tatum's out, you're going against a team that has some weird, funky defensive abilities and personnel that can play bigger and pack the paint against you. It was one of those games where we've talked about, John. Yeah, the turnovers might tick up a little higher than you want them to, but his aggressiveness really opens things up, especially late in that game after the Raptors came back. So I loved him that night. I loved his whole month. The numbers, I have them right in front of me here, don't look amazing. Like, nothing that would, like, catch your eye on paper. 24-5-4, not including this game. But 53 from the field, getting up to 37 from three this month. Back to the free throw line quite a bit, too. That's exactly what you were looking for from him in this offense, because it was going to look different this year. Maybe a little bit of a smaller role, sometimes fewer shots. But the control, as you mentioned, the decision-making, and the consistency, really. Like, you're not seeing him have those games where he's uninvolved for quarters at a time, or a night where he's just lost in the shuffle because other guys have it going. It seems like the hierarchy's pretty well set on this team.
I just think he's making the right decision more often. It's as simple as that. I just think he's choosing wisely, like, way more. And a lot of it is, what's funny is, old Jaylen to me was, hey, to counteract Tatum's sleepy walking up the floor stuff, like, Jaylen was the guy who would attack and get it and go and so be instant offense in that way, and just drive the paint when you weren't getting a lot of paint looks, and when people were settling for jumpers, and Jaylen would be the guy who would go, and then you would have to manage his turnovers there, because you'd say, well, that's it. He's going fast. And maybe that's what happened a little bit more last game without Tatum, where he felt he had to do more on his own. Or was the last game without Tatum?
Yeah, Raptors.
Yeah, sorry. So maybe that's where he kind of did a little too much. But when he's playing in the kind of, you know, the setup that they have here with the multiple starters when Tatum's on the floor, I actually find that what's better is him slowing it way down. And he's playing with a lot more patience and a lot more poise. When he doesn't have it, he sets it back up. He lost the dribble one time going to the basket, and he just collected himself rather than just kept going and you know, rose up and tried to get him to make a really high degree of difficulty shot. I think that's what he's doing more of, is he's doing that. He's not just like, screw it, I'm here, I'll just shoot it and see what happens. He's passing out of those difficult situations a lot more than he was before, whether it results in anything or not. I know he had the super high potential assist number the other night too, but again, I didn't watch those games. I just kind of followed the box scores there. Just from tonight, like I said, it just looks patient. It was an incredibly efficient night for him in terms of his scoring. I mean, he's very, very economical in everything that he did.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, and when you combine that, some of the defensive flashes from this first half of this year before we flip into 2024. And then tonight, you mentioned him being sometimes that more aggressive, faster end of the team's identity compared to Tatum's more methodical approach. I liked how they were able to do both in this game. Tatum able to set himself up for jump shots when necessary. Brown able to get ahead in that third quarter, as you mentioned, with all the dunks and breakout scores and even the isolations on guys in the post. I mean, those were there for the taking. We've seen Tatum take those. We've seen Porzingis take those, and he was weirdly off in this game.
I kind of wanted to see him dominate the original unicorn versus the Wemby. I wanted them to show the whippersnapper.
Those guys were going at each other and just completely canceling each other out.
But he came in a little cold, and that was too bad. I wanted to see him, do a little something there. It didn't happen.
Yeah, and he finished this month 32% from three, which he was red hot to start the year from outside. You'd like to see him get that back up next month, but still. Yeah. Most efficient post player in the league through the first stint of the schedule here. You see Brown pulling that out, Tatum. It's just a nice, well-balanced offense.
The entire team in the post, Bobby. I mean, we begged for that, right?
Yeah.
Like, we begged for that.
It's a way to get paint or post shots off because they never do it. When they're driving, they're always kicking. You know, they'll get in transition sometimes, but they're not a very fast team. So, figuring out ways this season to counteract the bad three-point shooting when it happens. And, you know, I do want to look at what the record is on their bad three-point shooting nights. And I feel like it's going to be much better than it was a year ago when they went 13-19 in those nights where they shot below average. 36 in this one, so you're right about average. But on the nights where they haven't shot well from three, you have the offensive rebounding, you have the post-ups, and you have the transition game to counteract the bad shooting. And that's why they've been able to start 26-6 here. When I had Law Murray on last week, John, before the Clippers game, he put it well. This team's lost six games, and five of them were in crunch time. So it's just a few late game miscues, some games where Derek White was out and the offense got a little scattered, or leads that they blew where they're losing these games. Otherwise, they could be through 32 games here, 31-1, if they just handle some of those late game situations better. So that's the kind of start we're seeing here. It's just amazing how they're taking care of business, because they would lose that Pistons game a year ago. They would have lost any
number
of games.
That happened early in the year too, Bobby. But how many games, Bobby, at the beginning of the year did we say they lose this game last year? They lose this game last year. The Heat, you know, the one where, you know, where Jalen had that meltdown and they went all the way to down seven and came back and won that game. They had a lot of games where they blew leads and still won them, or they were in crunch time. I think in the first 10 games, the first 10 wins, there were five games where we're like, that game might go different last year. They've had quite a few of those. So they're much better at this stuff, and they do avoid those, like, oh my God, I can't believe you lost this game, games.